Good morning.
Today's Mission Sunday, so we got a speaker in. I know him like a brother. But we're from different mothers. Bob Johnston, not Johnson, as most people like to call him. And he's going to speak to us today, I believe, about missions. So let's welcome him here.
God is good. David said, I was glad when I was told, let her go to the house of the Lord. I'm so excited to be here this morning. I've been praying to the Lord. Just give me the word that we encourage your people. And I believe that God have a special word for you. Thank you, Stephen. My wife told me earlier, said, yeah, be careful with your bread and law, otherwise you're not have you over for supper. So I'm behaving while I'm here. Amen? Okay. So if you have your Bible this morning, let us turn to Luke chapter 10. The Gospel of Luke chapter 10. And I'll be focusing on verses 2. I want to encourage you. This message is encouragement for those of us that desire to serve God, to step into what God is calling us to do, to step into the opportunities that are laid before us, whether it's in the church or overseas. Amen. Let us pray. Father, this morning, we want to thank you, God, for your goodness. There is no better place, Lord, that we can be than to be in your hearts and to lift your name on high. Lord, even as we come here, Lord, may you open our hearts to receive your word, Lord. Help us to understand exactly what you want us to know. And this minimal we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Luke chapter 10, verses 2. It says, therefore, pray earnestly that the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into the harvest. And this morning I want to talk to you on the subject, pray for Christian worker. Jesus had just appointed 72 people for ministry. He did not ask them to pray that the job can be easier, but rather he asked them to pray for laborer. That's how demanding it is for Christian worker. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send for worker. Their job was not to recruit. Their job was to ask the Lord. It is him that work on the hearts of those that he sent. Amen. It is God that work on the hearts of those that he sent. A pastor was one, a pastor was one telling a story about a mother who had been praying for her son. Said, Lord, I want you to help my son that his heart would change and serve you. But most of all, that he would serve you. He would give his life to you and he would serve. So after years of prayers, one day, the boy phoned his mom and told his mom, said, Mother, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And I'm willing to let go everything that I had to be a missionary in the faraway land. And then the mother said in her heart, Lord, why not he serve in our church? Why so far? So when Jesus was about to send the 72, he was not sending them where they wanted to go. He was sending them where he himself wanted them to go. Amen. Amen. Where he himself wanted them to go. Our attitude towards Christian service should be, Lord, use me. Use me where you want me to be used. Use me where the opportunity are. Use me where the needs are so I can step into and serve you. Amen. We have to step into every opportunity that God has opened for service. Use me. Use me, Lord. The Lord wants to use it. He wants to use it for Christian service. There are too many Christians, there are too many of us praying today for someone else to do the job that we ourselves are unwilling to do. Amen. As a result, we have more spectators in our churches than participators. But what God is looking for is worker. God wants everyone in the world to have an opportunity to hear his word. Every nation, every city, every town. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, he said unto them, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. But the question is that where God wants to send us will not always be where we want to go. There are things that God wants me to do. It doesn't always suit my comfort. When Jesus told the 72 that they were going to be lambs among the wolf, Jesus said, I'm sending you as lambs among the wolf. As lambs among the wolf, they were expected not to be treated royally by the world, but rather to be persecuted and even killed for the sake of the gospel. Amen. I used to work for a man. He would fire Christian. I listened to people that got fired by him. He fired them because he was told about Jesus Christ. And he hit anyone, he said, people that live in this community will put Christ in your face. And one day I've been talking with someone at work about Jesus. And the person, for some reason, they had gone and told him. So he hired me in his office and he told me, he said, you know what? I don't want you sharing Jesus here anymore. We don't believe in our stuff. He said, we don't believe it. The next time I see you talking about Jesus, you're going to be out of this door. So a few months later, I was in the lunchroom and he came and got me. He said, I want you to come over to my office. Then he said to me, you tell me, you convince me about this Jesus. He said, convince me. Tell me why I should believe this Jesus. You tell me. And I sat in the office and I'm wondering, oh, what am I going to say? And what can I say that would change him? And then he told me, he said, if only you can convince me, I will give you 100 grand. But only if you have my feet in the church, I'll give you 10 grand. I said, Lord, just help me. I need 100 grand. That's lots of money. I need that. But the good thing about this story is that in the midst of all that was going on, there was a brother that I've spoken to, and I told him about Jesus. And that morning, I've gone back to work, and he called me aside. He told me, we don't go to church, but my wife and myself, I've been thinking to find a church and get baptized. So in the midst of all these cares, God was doing something amazing. So living for God, my friends, often brings persecution. For those of you that think that you will not be persecuted for the sake of the gospel, Jesus said he himself was persecuted, so you will be persecuted. Amen? People, not everyone going to embrace the gospel. But with persecution comes the opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. With persecution, it comes the opportunity to share the gospel of salvation. So those of you who think that everyone is going to welcome you because the news is so good, no. The world doesn't like the truth. It doesn't like Jesus, the opposition against the gospel. And I want to let you know that we had a press on. Number two, they were to send a lamb among the wolf. Number two, consideration of personal comforts were not permitted for the 72. In Luke chapter 10, verse 4, it said, don't carry any money bag, traveling bag, or sandals. Don't greet anyone along the road. In Luke chapter 9, verse 57 to 58, as Jesus was traveling on the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus told him, foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. What was Jesus saying? The message Jesus was trying to send to this man was, do you know what really it means to follow me? Do you know? Do you know what it costs to follow me? And sometimes I believe we don't get it either. Do you know what it means to follow me? Are you willing to follow me even if it's mean forsetting those things which most people consider to be a basic right? Are you willing to forsake those things what most people consider to be basic rights? Are you willing to give up? Are you willing to give it all up for the sake of the kingdom of God? In Matthew chapter 19, verse 29, it says, if anyone who has left houses, or brother, or sister, or father, or mother, or children, or land, for my name's sake, will receive a hundredfold and will inhabit the kingdom of heaven. Amen. We've seen our watch, had the opportunity to work with missionaries while I was in Africa. I've seen the sacrifices that missionaries make. Some of you don't know that the missionaries that you support, the sacrifices that they make to have this gospel being preached, it is huge. While I was in Africa, I've seen a missionary that they would travel distance, longer distance, whether to have the gospel translated into the local language or to be able to share with people there. They made lots of sacrifices. And I want you to know that whether you are supporting missionaries or what you're doing, your money you spend, it is not in vain. God is using those missionaries to carry on this gospel. Amen. God is using them. I've seen missionaries that some of them will leave their kids here. Some of them will leave their comfort zone, their homes and everything, and they will find themselves in the remote places for the sake of this gospel. For the sake of the gospel. And I really appreciate that. I really admire the work they are doing. Because there are some of us that what God wants us to do will not always be in our comfort. Will not always be the way we want it. Sometimes God sends you places where you don't want to go. But because he's a sender, and for those of us that are obedient to the cause of God, we find ourselves in those places. Amen. But are we willing to sacrifice now for greater reward than later? Are we willing? Are we willing for the sake of this gospel to sacrifice ourselves? Whether it's in our local church. You know, you don't have to be overseas to know that there are needs for Christian workers. All you need to do is to go to a church. I go to a church and I see the announcement, and the churches are crying for people to step in. Whether it's children ministry or youth ministry, what kind of ministry, they're asking people to step in and they can find worker. Because most of us are so busy on our own business, their own Christ business, amen. But it is good, says seek ye first, it is good that we seek God's kingdom first. It is very important that we put God priority first in our lives. The 72 were willing to give up for the sake of the gospel. These ordinary men and women were willing to give it up for the sake of the gospel. When we are faithful, church, when we are faithful to what God wants us to do, He will find other ways to comfort us, even in an uncomfortable situation. I know some of us don't want to leave our comfort zone. It is difficult because the gospel requires sacrifices. If you ask missionaries, those that go overseas, they will tell you what all involved. And it requires sacrifice. It requires lots of stuff. And those of you that are involved, that are so tied up with your comfort zone, and sometimes God is speaking to you. He's speaking to you and say, I want you to step out. I want you to step out and serve. And I strongly believe there are people in the church that God is speaking to them to step out. But we will be faithful to hear the voice and step out to what God is calling us to do. See, in Luke chapter 10, verse 17, the 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." What a joy it is to be a witness to what God is doing in the life of people, all because of the gospel. You know, I had an opportunity when I lived in Ghana. I lived on a refugee camp in Ghana before I came here. And I knew a brother who were very rebellious against God. His heart was so stubborn against God that it was so strong that after the Civil War, we have 14 years of Civil War. And through the Civil War, lots of people ran, and this guy found himself on a refugees camp. And on this camp, there was nothing else to do but rather to hear the gospel. He was in but I've seen the fruit of this gospel that we preach, amen. It's so fruitful that he gave his life to Jesus. Here is a guy that heard the gospel, and God was able to transform his life just from the hearing of the word of God, amen. And some of you are living testimony of what God is doing in this community, what God is doing in the local church, what God is doing in your life because you hear the word of God. And some of you are living testimony of what God is doing in at your workplaces. Because there were men and women who chose to be faithful to share this gospel. Amen. So there is fruit. There is fruit. No wonder why the 72 came back and they said they were joyful. No wonder why they were joyful. There's a joy that it brings to your heart. It brings joy to your heart to see people that were in darkness have been transformed to the kingdom of God. It brings joy to see marriages that is at the point of falling apart so that the word of God can bring life to those marriages because they heard the truth of God's word. Amen. And I want to encourage you this morning, those of you that are here and God is sending us an opportunity in the church. But you shout down your heart to serve. I come here this morning because of you. And God is saying it's time for you to step out of your comfort zone. Out of your comfort zone. Because the gospel has fruit. There is fruit to it. Amen. I'm a living witness of the fruit of the gospel. I don't understand. I grew up in a Christian home. But I was so thankful that out of the gospel, I have heard the word of God. That ever since I heard God's word, the seeds have been planted in my heart. God pours something into my heart every day as I wake up. Whether I'm going to work or whatever I'm doing. Something in my heart that always reminds me about God and about serving him. And because it reminds me about God, it reminds me how to live. And there's so many people in the world today that haven't heard the gospel. And the church have a responsibility. We have a responsibility. We are ambassadors, amen. We have a responsibility. And our responsibility is to share the good news. My friend, that some of you that actually sacrifice yourself. I really admire those that sacrifice themselves. They have busy schedule, but they find time to to teach Sunday school, even sing in the praise and worship and do other stuff. I really admire those people. That they are willing to put the kingdom of God first. And some of you, for years from now, some of you that are teaching Sunday school and teaching the little kids, years from now, you will look back and you will see the godly lives that they will be living. And you will say, Lord, I thank you that I was part of this. Amen. You will say, Lord, I thank you that I was part of this thing, all because you were willing to serve. Amen. If we will raise a godly generation of young people that will fear God, we have to be involved in what God is doing. Amen. So the 72 men and women were willing to give themselves. Are you willing to step out to what God wants you to do? Are you willing this morning, or are we sitting in the pew and being the spectators? Or are we going to be participators this morning? There's so many opportunities. You don't have to be a missionary overseas. You can serve right in the church. You can ask the pastor, you know what, I want to serve. I want you to help me how to do this. And your pastor will help you, show you what Christian service is like. So my brothers and sisters, this morning, I want to encourage you. Step into opportunities. It is fruitful. Let's pray. Father, I thank you this morning. Lord, there's so many opportunities that lay before us. Local and international. I pray, Lord, that you will open our hearts to Christian service. That we will serve you. That we will put aside all our busyness and all our self. And serve you. And serve you. Because there are the fruits to serving you. Lord, give us a desire for the kingdom of God. Open our eyes to see what it really means. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and for those that are serving. We pray, Lord, that you'll continue to give them the desire to do what they're doing. And this and many more we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.